Right, so hello everyone, it is Rory here, and we are continuing on with our interviews for ACLL 2023. And this time I am so incredibly excited to be talking to Elif, who will be representing, well, trying to represent Estonia, Eurovision 2023 with Pretty Girl. Tere tulemast!
Tere tulemast! Oh my gosh!
Kuidas
Thank you for the warm
lähed?
welcome.
Thank
Oh
you.
my gosh! Keep them coming.
Thank you. Oh,
You already have my heart. You already have my
I'm so
heart.
thankful.
Estonia.
Thank you. Oh dear. So yes, you will be trying to represent Estonia with Pretty Girl. I guess, I guess the first sort of question to sort of get started is like, why decide to enter ACLL this year?
You know, the funny thing is that the song actually just managed to get ready at the time when it was pretty much like, do it or don't. So I was like, let's do it. Like, why not?
I love that. That's so cool. And I was reading as well that like you'd actually written a song for ACLL before, wasn't
Oh,
right?
yes. Oh,
So
yes. That was
could you
in
tell us a bit more
2000.
about that?
Oh, well, that was in 2016, and it isn't a very good topic because the song was like incredible shit. But at least I tried, like at least I did something. But it was just like I think I started producing music at that time or something, like, well, way back, but I was confident enough to put something out. And exactly the same story as with Pretty Girl this year. It just got finished at that time, and I was like, well, hey, everybody's sending their songs. Let me be in that category as well, or something. It didn't go far, but still, I tried.
Hey, you don't know until you try. So, I mean, that's like the best mentality to kind of go in for, isn't it? And,
And
you're here.
exactly. And it doesn't even matter if you're gonna like win or if you're gonna get an entry to the competition at all. Like, you have to try things. Like, if you just, I don't know, sit on the illusion that, oh my God, I need the perfect song, or I don't know, the perfect Eurovision song or something like that, like, you'll never get anywhere. Just try and do.
Exactly, and that's exactly the thing. And you've managed to get into the semi-finals now with Pretty Girl, which is a fantastic achievement, obviously, compared to 2020 to 2016. So yeah, I think you're doing a very good job. Oh dear.
Thank you.
So yeah, so obviously Pretty Girl, it's like it to me when I first listened to it gave me a lot of like kind of 90s 2000 style influences. Sort of how was it to kind of write the song and sort of what sort of style were you trying to go for?
You know, the funniest thing is that the song itself pretty much came to me because the producer of the song is an Estonian like electronic music legend. And we know each other for from way back, and we just decided to kind of like, let's see what's going on in his music cabinet, kind of, and kind of explored it for a little while. And I heard the song, and I'm always like like the biggest sucker for kind of hip hop vibes and stuff like that, because I grew up with hip hop and R&B, and exactly from the ages that you said before, that you mentioned, it was the 90s and the 2000s kind of R&B stuff. And I wasn't even thinking about it when I was writing it. I guess it's like kind of so much written in me already that it just came out like that. And I was super surprised because I've been looking for the sound that kind of represents me the best and that kind of flows out of me, that I don't have to kind of think about. And when I saw the first comments under the YouTube video, they were like, oh my God, I love this, like Kylie Minogue vibes and like 2000s and stuff like that. I was like, oh my God, why didn't I think of this before? Why haven't I already made music like that before? Because it's obviously like just pouring out of me, so why not? So the song, pretty much, there's no bigger story to than just having the perfect production under it, and I don't know, just letting it loose, I guess. That's
Yeah,
it.
and you definitely let loose in the music video as well. Like you're like on the floor, you're like getting all of your dances as well to like get all in on it. It's like it gives full Kylie Minogue vibes. I totally understand that now. I hadn't thought of that before. That's
Oh
really
my
good.
God.
And you want to be compared as well to Kylie Minogue. I mean, like she's one of the greats. So obviously it's a fantastic
Exactly. It's such an ultimate like honor, literally.
Exactly. And I mean the song is it hits really well as well. Like it has a really good like pop impact as well, which I think like definitely goes down well, at least with the Eurovision fans anyway. I must assume that you've had some interaction now with some sort of Eurovision fans. I mean, like what have they been for you?
You know what? I am very much aware of that not being like the regular Eurovision song. So it's kind of like just a, and also it doesn't have the same rules as a kind of Eurovision song has. Like it has to have a chorus and then like a B part and stuff like that. Yeah, it's just a song. It's just a vibe song and I'm fully aware of it. So it's kind of like, people don't need to tell me anymore that, oh my God, but where's the chorus? Like where, but where is, like I'm missing this and darling, we all missed it because like it was created like that. Sorry.
No, so, definitely.
I'm so like, I'm moving out of rules all the time. I'm like a menace and like a rebel at heart. So if somebody tells me like these are the rules and these need to be like in the song as well, I'm like, okay. So let me do exactly the opposite.
That's the way of doing it, because it means you can be a lot more creative. So it's fantastic. You know,
and creating and music creation overall is an art. Like you can't be kind of bounded by kind of rules and stuff like that. So people need to understand that sometimes music just needs to come out in a form that it wants to come out in, not in a form that everybody expects it to come out in. But yeah, like the feedback has been overwhelming, to be honest, because I haven't seen, at least under the comments in YouTube, I haven't been surfing around the internet that much because I think you can get kind of lost in it, like in a bad way. You don't kind of need that too much. But under the YouTube video comments, it has been like all good. And it's like very surprised me at one point. I was like, oh my God, it might actually be like a good song.
And it is. I mean, I'm like, obviously, like, we've got to be on social media and on Twitter. Yeah. Like, people have been sounding off about it, being like, oh my God, this is amazing. You know, like, this is really cool, up and coming. So, you know, it's all good news. It's all positive feedback, which is fantastic. So, sort of like, looking at that, like, sort of in a Eurovision sense, like, what are some of your, like, memories of Eurovision and sort of Eesti-Laul as well?
Mm-hmm. Me and my mother started watching Eurovision like when I was really young, and I think like a lot of artists say the same thing, so it kind of sounds like a cliche, but I think you wouldn't send your song to Eurovision or to Eesti-Laul if you weren't kind of brought up around that situation. But yeah, me and my mom always had like tables and like kind of made notes and like talked about the music and the videos and had a lot of like analytic conversations about it. So yeah, that was pretty much it. And the same one with Eesti-Laul as well. We've been breathing it when the time has come, like the whole time. Yeah.
That's so interesting. COVID-19. I mean, have you got any sort of favorites from previous sort of Eesti-Lauls or Eurovisions?
Eurovisions, definitely. And yeah, of course, Eesti-Laul as well. But Eurovision mostly, like the most impact was it 2017 when Salvador Sobral?
Portugal. Yeah,
I could start crying right now, and I have goosebumps. Like it is literally the most like transformative moment I think in Eurovision, because he was a jazz boy. He's literally a jazz boy, and he and his sister made a song, and like it won. I was in awe like that night because I was really rooting for somebody to come out of like nowhere, like for 1 year to have the winner be like a total like mystery. And it did. And I was crying. I was bawling my eyes out. I was like, I can't believe this. Oh, this cannot be true. But I loved it. Yeah. Well, this is like the most, definitely the most like favorable moment in Eurovision out of all of them. But also Estonia won.
Yeah, with everybody.
Yeah, so that was a great moment as well. I mean, to have like all of those people here in our little kind of concert hall. Jesus, that was amazing.
Sakusor Hall manages to bring everyone together for Eesti-Laul every year. So, you know, it does very, very well, I think.
Yeah.
I'd love to come and visit it at some point. Maybe next year if you win.
Well, maybe next year. We'll never know. We'll know in May.
We will, yes. But so looking ahead to Eesti-Laul this year, is there any sort of secrets that you can kind of like divulge with us, sort of about like what you're planning? Is there anything, you know, like in terms of the staging we might be able to sort of get anything from?
Well, the staging is pretty limited in Eesti-Laul, so there won't be like fireworks or anything like that. But I'm bringing fireworks with the dancers that are in the music video as well. And pretty much there's a show revolving that. I'm not going too far from the music video because I think it perfectly takes the song and puts it into visual. Like, it is totally the vibe. It is 100% me. There is no faking. And it was like totally another moment for me to kind of like let loose and go like all in. So yeah, pretty much these are the secrets and they're out now.
Oh, we're going to be so excited to see what's going to happen, of course. And
are you going to watch, like, you get the same information there as well?
Yeah, yeah.
Where are you watching, guys?
You can watch it on ETV's online, like, website. Oh. You can watch it live. So, like, so all the Eurovision fans all watch it, like, when it goes live. So, like, you'll be, like, you might just be in Estonia, but it might just be for everyone else as well. So, like.
No pressure.
No pressure. You'll be fine. Don't worry about it.
Only the whole world is watching. Like, don't worry about it, darling.
Just stay cool. It's practice for if you get to Liverpool. Definitely. It'll be great. So.
Oh my god, yeah, exactly.
So obviously, so we were talking just before we started this interview, and you said that you went to university near Liverpool, so I guess you sort of know a bit about Liverpool anyway. So what would it sort of mean to you to sort of come back to Liverpool, but just sort of this time as a representative for Estonia?
Well, obviously it would be like coming home because I have friends there that I went to uni with, and it would be like an undescribable kind of like meet again. It was like last time we saw in uni, and now I don't know, I'm on stage there, so please holla at me and come see. It would be cool. But another thing is, I'm really focusing on the next current step, like getting to Eurovision. Yes, it would be amazing, but the next step is the first semifinal and doing the show perfectly and singing it like 100% well. And I don't want to like go too far from the first kind of step of it all. Then we have the second step of the final. So there's a whole road ahead of us still. Yeah. But it would be the greatest feeling to get there, of course.
It'd be so great as well, obviously, because, you know, like, if you just sort of take it step by step, then you'll be there in no time. Do you know what I mean? It's just sort of like, don't look too far ahead, I guess. But if it it'd be fantastic because it's like a second home already, isn't it? So it's fantastic.
Pretty much. It is. Yeah. It is, really. And I loved it.
Oh, honestly.
The Beatles bar there as well. Oh my God. That was the greatest thing. The Beatles bar, like underground or someone in a basement bar.
Oh,
they
damn.
Said that, I don't know, it was the first place the where they, thinking. I think so.
Like the cabin.
Like the first place. Yeah. I think so. And it was the first place that they ever performed or something. And it was the tiniest place. Like, I could barely fit there. Me and my friends were like, we took up the whole space there. But it was great. Yeah, I would love to be back in Liverpool. Amazing.
Well, if you're ever down in the UK, obviously, you know, hit me up. I'm more than happy to take you around again. That'd be great.
Let's do this. Yes.
So obviously, you know, obviously, like you said, like, you know, the Estelar is just sort of one part of your sort of career, I guess. So if someone had, you know, heard this, heard Pretty Girl and thought, oh my God, this is such an amazing song. Sort of what other songs from your sort of background or your sort of catalogue would you sort of recommend other people to listen to?
There was this one from last year called Square One, which was one of my like official self-productions that I made, and that was pretty popular here and very listened and adored. So that is kind of has a special place in my heart. But to be honest, right now I'm starting to kind of take a new step and a new trajectory in my career anyway. So I really want to continue on with the kind of powerful and independent messages and like have people feel more positive stuff than this crazy negative and heartbroken and kind of those vibes, because I feel like the world right now is pretty much very much on that kind of boat ride. So yeah. I really want to kind of change it all up and give a little bit of spark or like something if I could. So to be honest, I would say to these people to give me a little bit of time to wait for the Estilau stuff to be over. And then we'll see, because I'm planning on moving forward with all of this. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm very excited to see what's sort of in the pipeline now. I'll be definitely listening out on Spotify now for the next song. It's like, give it to me now, please. Oh dear. So
You're
yeah,
so
so I
nice.
can't wait. So just as like sort of one final question, I guess, sort of what message would you sort of have just to sort of our readers at that Eurovision site?
You know what? The first one I always want to say is like, people, please, like, overall messages for me are like, please don't compare yourself to anybody. You're your own biggest competition. And this is my own thing as well, heading into this competition and to this song festival. Just to kind of love yourself and respect yourself for who you are. And like around this festival, I'd say just to have fun, enjoy, be open-minded, to not think about the Eurovision song, but to think about music and song celebration overall, because that's what we're coming together for, like just to celebrate music, and that's it.
It's definitely, and I mean, you know, every year we always get something different, which is
Yeah.
fantastic. And it introduces
Yeah.
us to so many new artists, including you now, which is fantastic. So it's
Exactly.
great for you to be a part of the family now, I guess, isn't it?
Oh, thank you. Yeah,
So
we have to appreciate new music and like everything happening because that's the future, you know? We can't get stuck in one place.
exactly, it's fantastic. So Aita Yaedu in the finals,
Oh
in
my
the
God,
semi.
you're doing so great. Yes.
So much. I this is the one benefit of having someone who I knew, who I was friends with, who was Estonian. So he did teach
Wow.
me some of the stuff. So he was fantastic. So
You're doing great,
thank
honey.
you, Aita, Aita. So yeah, so thank you so much, obviously, for coming on to talk to us. And the best of
My
luck. We will be crossing all of our fingers for you. And
pleasure.
obviously, feel free to check out Ellip's social media, Instagram. Have you got sort of social medias that you want to plug here whilst we're at it?
Yeah, Instagram is ellipsing and everything else is ellipsing as well. Catch me on Facebook, catch me on Instagram, catch me on Bandcamp, catch me on SoundCloud, catch me on everywhere that you want, baby.
You're everywhere. You're everywhere. You're on it. You know,
Pretty
you've
much
got
I'm
to
trying
be.
to be.
You've done the best you can. Lovely. Well, thank you so much anyway. Thank you. Have a great time. Have a lovely time. Thank you so much anyway.
Thank you. Have a good day as
Later.
well.
Bye.